John McArdle. Kip Keita, one of our favourites.
Kip Keita, drawn well. He's rock hard fit. He should be right there again.
Which one is your best?
Kip Keita's probably the best to say.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Kip Keita digging deep, and Kip Keita just beat Montalbano.
Kip Keita, $12.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Oh, he did it again, John McArdle. That's why he's a Hall of Famer around here. He is legend in the Hall of Fame with his performance on the weekend. Now, on Friday, we took the 750 early doors in the fix, so we can't cheat and say we took the 12s at the tote. We didn't do that. But it's another 750 winner. That's two for the week, Whitey. We are back on track in such a big way, it's not funny. We almost made up for our losses.
Yeah, so that was made us about $11 in front for the week. So that's 2 weeks of nothing. So, I mean, there were people questioning whether this segment should continue. There was a very strong push, understandably, a very strong push for the quiz to return because the feeling was that the early mail had run out of steam. But it's fought back strongly. It's changed character, this segment.
No.
Real spring specialist.
Quiz
the early
will
mail.
Never be coming back.
Spot on.
Well, that's incorrect.
Oh, we'll retire.
130,000 more people have gone back to work today, as Half said. They're in the car. They want the quiz.
They're going to work. They need the quiz back. Nobody wants to drive off the road on the first day back. Let's have a look at what's...
They would actually prefer your jumper.
That's not possible.
Well, Benny Day's leaked nudes. Let's get to the early mail today. We're at Maui today. We're at Maui, and it's always a beautiful part of the world, Whitey, and we've got grass to talk about, and that's your domain.
We do. Paul Graham joins us from Maui, the track manager. Paul, good morning.
Cool. Good morning, lads. How are we going today?
Going well, Paul.
Going well. Going very well. Now, we always like to talk to you about rain because sometimes you get all of it, sometimes you miss it completely. There was a fair bit around Victoria on Friday and Saturday. How much did you get?
Yeah, I've always said before, rain clouds come to die at Maui, and they did again. So we we picked up 22 mil Friday, Friday evening into Saturday morning, and then another 8 mil during the Saturday and another. So we've had 36 mil in the last, about the last 72 hours here.
Right, okay, 36 mil. So what does that mean for the track for today?
Yeah, no, that puts us heavy eight. We just spun a few rounds about 5 minutes ago. The riders come back going, you know, we may get an upgrade. We may, you know, so it's sort of on that, it's right on the cusp, but we're called it an eight just to be safe. Today. And, this is our last meeting before we go into the Maui Cup on October 16 on a Friday. So, while we're at six, just protecting that inside grass.
I was going to say that. So, what's the penetrometer rating for you for today?
5.7 we come in at.
5.7. Well, good luck today, Paul. Hopefully, they don't make too much of a mess of the track, because he said the Cup meeting is just around the corner. Thanks for your time.
Excellent. Thanks, lads. Bye-bye.
Good stuff, Paul Graham there. Heavy eight, rail out six, protecting for Cup Day in a couple of weeks. And a good challenge for all runners today. Greg Urell's got a couple going around today at Maui. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. Now, you've got one in race two, number three, Love Broker. This is a maiden affair over the 1217, the time honoured. Have you been searching for swimming pools? Both starts for this horse have been on heavy tracks. You get another one today.
It's incredible how it works out, but it's certainly been favourable for this guy. He certainly appreciates the sting out of the ground, and every time we send a target somewhere, it comes up trumps. So it's worked out again. So, he's drawn well today. He's certainly got a good gate again, and he seems to draw the barrier for every time he goes around this guy. So, as we know, he's been to Maui before, so hopefully today he can crack his
mate. Yeah, so 0.3 he lost by in his first career start, and 0.2 his second career start at Hamilton on the heavy 14 days ago. Draws well, sits just off the pace and goes whooshka. Is that just pretty much how it happens today?
I like the way you said that. Yep, that sounds pretty good. We'll stick to that game plan.
Righto, that sounds good to me. Race 2, number 3, Love Broker. Even money favourite at the tab too, just by the way. Race 4, number 6, Deseronto is in action today as well, and it's up against, I think, an even money favourite as well today. What can you tell us about Deseronto's action?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a tough exercise today, but, he's probably a horse that prefers a bit more grip on the ground than what he's going to get today. But,
the opportunity of sort of these caliber races are hard to come by. But the 2500 was certainly the target distance for him today, and you know, hopefully he gets a bit of grip. If there's an upgrade, well, that'll be fine, and that'll help him a little bit more. But he's very, very fit and super well, so you know, he needs a few things sort of going his way, this guy. So hopefully the race can be run right, and he gets a bit of clear going at him. You know, we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope he can improve on what he's done.
Just for the promo, Greg, what's your best for today?
Well, I think race two is probably clearly the one, and hope he gets the job done.
Love Broker, race two, number three, even money at the tab. We wish you the best of luck, Greg. Hope it goes well for you in the stable today.
Good on you, guys. Thanks very much.
Greg Urell with us on the early mile. Race two, number three, we'll take the $2 and we will run at Maui today on the heavy eight. Good luck if you're getting involved. Don't be afraid to just tune home for some fun as well. Jimmy Bartel is going to join us after 7 o'clock. The latest news with Johnny Bowden very, very shortly, right up after this, in fact. And then Jim to talk us through what's happening in the world of football, lead up to the finals, of course, week one. And Luke Beveridge to join us as well as part of the next hour of play. So don't go anywhere on The Breakfast Club on RSN 927.